Well, Sean, we want to thank you for joining us here on the post game. I know this is a difficult time for you following the disappointing loss tonight, but first of all, we want to congratulate you and your kids on an outstanding season. You had a tremendous year and a phenomenal group of kids. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mark. I'd like to thank WCCI for all the coverage that you guys do all year. It's great. And, you know, without you guys, a lot of our listeners in the area would not know what's going on, and you guys just do a great job also. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, so a great job by your club tonight. You know, you had the early lead, and then, I don't know, it just... From a fan and a broadcaster standpoint, I thought that West Carroll all of a sudden looked up at the clock on the scoreboard and they found a sense of urgency and decided to play defense.
Right, yeah, you know, we came off firing on all cylinders, which we haven't done in the last couple games, and, you know, felt pretty confident, but, you know, also on the other end had to keep my guys under wraps a little bit. You know, you look up and you see that 13-point lead and you kind of think the game's over, and, you know, I saw us getting a little complacent. With some passes that, you know, are not the best passes, we started turning the ball over, and it was almost like they looked up and saw we were up 13 and didn't want to lose the game rather than, you know, continuing on. And I think it was 33-20 at one time. And then all of a sudden, West Carroll went on a 9-0 run to end out the half. And, you know, I think that took a lot of our momentum away. Just numerous things that went wrong during the game. We had, you know, Twombly and Coomer sit, you know, for a lot of that first half, and, you know, in the second half, that's tough to come in and get your momentum back. And, you know, West Carroll's a great ball club, and we had to play a pretty good game tonight to beat them, and I thought we came out of the gates and played the game that we needed to, other than Coomer getting two quick fouls and, you know, having to sit him on the bench. But, you know, other than that, I thought we played the game we needed to, and then I thought we came out the third quarter a little tight. And, you know, West Carroll, hats off to them. They just got on a run. You know, Chris Anderson started hitting from the outside. You know, we just couldn't rebound. Then we'd come down on the offensive end, and I'm not saying that we had bad shots, but we had a lot of wide open shots. We had a lot of, you know, inside shots, and we just couldn't make a basket. We were stuck on 39. It had to be for 3-4 minutes, and you can't do that and, you know, go down the other end and after the hard work of working the ball without any reward and then going down and picking up the intensity defensively. You know, just, you know, an all-out great game by West Carroll, though. I wish them the best of luck, you know, on Tuesday night and represent our area well.
Okay, well, Sean, again, we want to thank you for joining us here in the postseason. Congratulations on an outstanding year. But one more time, we acknowledge everyone here in our River Ridge, but we want to thank you and the staff. We can't thank you enough for what you do for us here whenever we come up to broadcast.
Oh, no, it makes it easy. You know, you guys are great guys. And it's easy to be hospitable to the guys we get along with, and I think you and Brian do a great job, and amongst everybody else that comes up here, and WCCI is just a great organization. We're glad to be part of it.
Okay, well, Sean, thank you. And, hey, tough one tonight, but I know you can look back on this season and a couple of short weeks and really appreciate what the kids accomplished.
Right, no, yeah, they had a great year. It's just, you know, it gets down to the end, and, you know, everybody can't win their last game. You know, you'd wish you'd want to win your last game, but, you know, you can't take anything away. You know, 26-5 for a group that I think didn't get a lot of recognition in the area from, you know, a lot of people, and, you know, said numerous things about us, and I thought we had a great year, and, you know, don't take anything away from the kids, and, you know, like I said, West Carroll, go down there Tuesday and represent our area well, and I think they will.
Okay, Sean, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Congratulations on an outstanding season. Sean Albright, the head coach of the River Ridge Wildcats, and they end their season with a record of 26-5. The West Carroll head basketball coach, Josh Knuth. Josh, congratulations. A tremendous game played by your kids.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to take your head off to our players. Our kids played fantastic throughout the whole game, and with the exception of the first quarter, I thought defensively we played pretty well. And then, you know, we were just a little nervous, I think, at the beginning of the game, and we got a little rattled at a couple things that happened, and the way they were coming at us defensively. And then once we figured that out, and we figured out if we defended and rebound, we really played well. And I just got to take the head off the kids. They just gave everything they had.
Well, you know, you look, River Ridge had 23 points that first quarter, and from then on down, you know, you limit them to a mere, you know, 27 thereafter. The final score of 58-50, and as we mentioned on the broadcast, we looked up at the clock and that 2:13 mark of the first half is as if your kids had found a sense of urgency. They looked up at the scoreboard, the clock, the score, and then they turned it up about a half a dozen notches defensively, and it was Katie bar the door.
You know, it really was, and that's what we're capable of doing defensively, and sometimes we look terrible because we won't do that all the time like we're capable of doing. And I think it took the kids a little bit. It was kind of like a feeling like a heavyweight fight, you know, where the boxers got to feel each other out. And one boxer will get a big early first round and throw some haymakers. But if you just can stand up to it and take some big punches and then be able to, in basketball, be able to turn up your defense and come back from it, and then you swing for the fences. Once you start to feel that they're getting on the ropes and they're getting a little nervous, then you just swing for the fences and you go after them, and that's what our kids did tonight.
You know, as you mentioned, the kids were a little bit unsettled that first quarter, trailing by 10, 23, 13. What in particular did you tell the kids there between the first and second quarters?
We just told them, I said, look, fellas, the only thing that we're doing, there's two things we're doing real bad. I said, one, defensively, that's the most points we've given up in the first quarter all year. Maybe in a quarter at all, total. I mean, except for maybe the fourth quarter when the game was out of reach sometimes. But, you know, we give up that many points in the first quarter. And I said, look, all we got to do is play better defensively. And then I was upset because we weren't executing what we worked on all week in practice, or one day in practice. You know, we weren't executing that play that we put in specifically for this game. And we just told them, this is what we got to do. You got to play defense and you got to execute what we want to do. Just trust me, trust each other, and play as a team out there and pick it up a little bit. And that's what they did. They just came out and they responded to that very well.
Well, total team effort. And, you know, you had kids that came off the bench tonight, did a terrific job. But we want to give credit to your entire team, Josh. You know, you have a number of kids on this varsity squad. Many of the kids don't see much playing time. I know you play an extensive JV schedule, but all these kids come out night after night after night of practice, and they're the unsung heroes of the West Carroll Thunder.
You know, they really are. I mean, they don't get any their name in the paper very often or anything like that, or they get much credit from the reporters and stuff because they always want to ask, you know, the players that played real well in the game. And, you know, I think, in my personal opinion, the one reason I know the reason that we're so successful is because our scout team in practice takes it to us. I mean, there's a lot of times in practice where we can't press our scout team because they'll just shred us. They're good. I mean, they're good players. And unfortunately for some of those kids, they got players that are a little bit better than them playing in front of them. And where if they're playing on some of these other teams, they'd be playing a lot. But, you know, you could tell sometimes kids get down when they don't play. But these kids now, they just want to win and they want to be a part of something special. And I think they start to understand that we would not be going to the Super Sectional right now if it wasn't for all 19 players, 20 players on our roster.
Absolutely. Well, it's on to the Super Sectional Tuesday night. The opposition will be Monmouth Roseville. They were the winners of the Chillicothe Sectional. So I know you haven't seen the scouting report on them, but you'll get the scouting report, I think, tomorrow. Maybe later tonight. We don't know. Probably tomorrow. But, hey, best of luck. I don't want to joke. Folks, my son's the scout. So, my son's a student at ISU, and he was scouting at Chillicothe for Josh. So I hope he did a thorough job for you.
I'm sure he does. He was a great kid when he played for me, and I knew he had a good head on his shoulder. He's raised well by two great parents, so I'm sure he did a fine job.
Thank you. Well, hey, it should be a terrific ball game. And, you know, like we told the listeners here, Josh, you know, they'll have the same allotment of tickets at West Carroll High School Tuesday, but hey, there are plenty of tickets available at the box office at the Mark of the Quad Cities. You drive down to Moline Tuesday night, folks, you will find a ticket.
Yeah, you'll definitely be able to find a ticket, and hopefully we can give you quite a show.
Josh, congratulations, and hey, you're in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. We joked around this morning that the kids were all like, hey, we made the final 17 because we got the game postponed. Oh. Well, that's one step closer to where we want to be.
Okay.
God just proudly took that next step, and that's what we needed to do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. Josh Knuth, the head coach of the West Carroll Thunder. Again, they win it 58-50 over River Ridge. They'll move on and play Monmouth Roseville Tuesday night at the Super Sectional at the Mark of the Quad Cities.